Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete, from the Latin word gaudium, gaudii, meaning joy. Let us rejoice. The reason is the Lord is near. The presence of the Lord is the cause, or the great cause, of our joy. Many, many times we have a lot of joys that we experience in our life. But the question is it the true joy? So this season of Advent, especially the third Sunday, gives us a glimpse of that real joy that we experience from the Lord, because the Lord is near. The prophet Zephaniah, in our first reading today, gives us two reasons why we should rejoice. You know, people rejoice, but there is a reason for rejoicing. Otherwise, you would be 99.9. You are rejoicing without any reason at all. One reason, according to the prophet Zephaniah, he addressed the distressed people of Israel. He said that since the Lord is here and he removed the judgment against you. You know, when a person commits a crime, and then after the litigation, the judge would say, "Oh, sir, you are acquitted." So that person really feels joy because he was acquitted from the crime he was accused of. We people are accused of a lot of sins. And so if God would allow his justice, we will be punished. We will never be acquitted. But according to the prophet Zephaniah, since the Lord is just, but he is also merciful. You know, the mercy of God supersedes his justice, his being just as a God. So that's why Zephaniah encourages the Israelites who were distressed that, oh, God is withdrawing his judgment against you. So don't be discouraged and don't be afraid. He has withdrawn his justice against you. Second reason why the people should rejoice: he has turned away your enemies. Do we have enemies? When we have enemies, or when we have done something wrong to other people, we will never be at peace. Our action is limited because we are afraid of somebody who would hit us, who would get even with us. But Zephaniah said that, don't worry, don't be afraid. Our God is a powerful, a mighty God. And because of his love for you, he has turned away, he has driven away your enemies. Isn't this a reason for rejoicing? It shows how God really has that intimacy, his love for his people. But when we think that the people of Israel should rejoice for these two important reasons, God has removed this judgment against them and has turned away his enemies, Yahweh as God also rejoices over his people. So it's a symbiotic relationship. It's not only Israel who is rejoicing, but Yahweh as God is also rejoicing. But you know what is the reason why Yahweh rejoices? You know? Of course you do not know. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not insulting you. The reason why Yahweh also rejoices over his people, it is because he has them back. He has them back. Remember that they were exiled. They were driven away. But now, his people returned to his loving care. And so Yahweh rejoices. Remember that We are like the possession of God. When our precious possession is lost, and when we find it, so for example, your mobile phones or whatever your possession is, you lost it and you found it, isn't it that you experience some joy, you rejoice because what was lost was found again? And this is the very reason why Yahweh rejoices, because His beloved people, Israel, is back again with Him. These are, my dear brothers and sisters, the reason why we should rejoice. St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, said, rejoice! But he modified it. What was the adjective? Or what was his modification in rejoicing? It should be always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Not only in times when you feel so abundantly blessed with the blessings from God, but all your time, rejoice always in the Lord. And there is no time for anxiety. Today, there are people whom I know who have anxiety attack, right? And you resort to a lot of medications. But St. Paul is reminding the Philippians and all of us that anxiety or being anxious should never be in our vocabulary. But rather, this anxiety or being anxious should be substituted by faith. Faith in God. Faith in God who will always be with you. People who have anxiety problems believe that they are alone in facing their trials. As a Christian, never do that, because God is always with you. He's always on your side. You just don't recognize Him because you're so clouded by your problems and trials. So, no to anxiety attack, but rather have faith in God. Pray a lot. And St. Paul reminded also the Philippians that if you rejoice always, you know, there is this attitude in you that you become generous. When a people is rejoicing, he is generous. He is not stingy. And he added that a person who rejoices always prays with gratitude. Prays with gratitude. And this is an exhortation not only to the community of Philippi, but to each one of us. Since we feel that the presence of God is with us, so we pray with gratitude. Now the people during the time of John the Baptist were really longing and expecting for the Messiah. And they thought that John the Baptist is the longed for Messiah who have been waiting or have been expected by people for 1,000 years. And so John the Baptist addressed these people to be ready for the coming of the Messiah. And there are three very important reminders from John the Baptist, which is also addressed to all of us Christians as we prepare for the coming of the Messiah. Number one, John the Baptist told the audience, the people, that in order for them to prepare for the coming of Christ, they should start sharing food, sharing clothing to those who have none. In other words, open your eyes to the needs of those who are needy, who are marginalized. But isn't it when we share I don't know, I would like to validate this with you. When we share, we experience some inner joy. The joy that lasts from within. It is not a joy that is external, isn't it? Have you done this when you share? On the other hand, when we are so stingy, we will never experience inner joy because we're so attentive to our own personal needs and ego. So why should we share? Remember that we are awaiting the season of Christmas. Why do we share? Because God is not stingy with us. You know why? Because He shared His only begotten Son to us. That's why we should also share. And once we do that, we will experience inner joy. Second, the reminder of St. John the Baptist is, be honest. Don't cheat. If you have received money or riches, do it or share it for the common good, not for your own self. Because that blessing should not be used only for yourself. So when you cheat, when you are dishonest, you will never experience joy, inner joy. The third and the last, which is very, very important. I guess there are teens here, so listen carefully. It was not implied, but it's addressed to the soldiers, but it's also addressed to each one of us. St. John the Baptist told the soldiers, stop extortion. You know, extortion is a form of bullying. Bullying. Because soldiers have power. Soldiers have weapons. So they would bully people who have no power and weapon. So here, when you bully somebody, do you think you will be happy? You will be happy? Oh, maybe for some minutes, some time, but you will never really have that inner joy when you bully. That's why this is coming from St. John the Baptist, not from Father Noel. Stop bullying, because you bully not only that person, but the presence of Christ in him or in her. And this is the way of preparing ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ, that we will have that joy that lasts, a joy that is internal, a joy that is not only external.